All right, I'm Perry. This is In Plain Sight. And to my right, star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. We're going to check in on Sean Marley just because we haven't done that in a while.
Hell yeah, dude. Our kings.
And as we were just discussing, they're huge. Not physically. Yeah. I mean, they've become very popular.
Dude, they're stars.
I want a cut because I think the first time we watched them, it was like 25,000 subscribers, and now they have over 500,000.
They're basically the most famous people in Australia.
Yeah, actually.
That's what Australia is going to be known for now, is criminals and Sean and Marley.
I can't think. Is Tame Impala, is that dude? I think he's Australian, but I don't really care about that.
His name is gay. It doesn't matter.
It is. And he's...
Why would you want your Impala to be tame?
He's not retarded in a fun way.
No.
He's retarded in the bad way.
He's never fisted a chicken on camera.
Now, this is going to be another episode. I guess they got a dude named Simmons joining them. I don't know if this guy's...
I know autistic people like to cook so much.
I think he might be a normie.
Oh, well, but that's not as fun.
I mean, I guess we'll find out. I think all the other guests have been some form of...
Here, I thought I liked cooking just for the fun of it. Apparently, I'm retarded.
No, you're retarded for cooking.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing.
That's got to be the most dangerous thing retarded people can get into.
It's wildly dangerous. It's hard.
Like Legos, you're not going to fucking burn your fingerprints off or anything. But
no, you could kill yourself holding knives and shit.
Now, to be fair, this is them making sandwiches, so it's very possible.
But that's basically like me doing heart surgery.
That's true. All right, put this up there. Let's just makes me happy hearing the song.
It is. It's like hearing the Office theme song.
Yeah, it's
good times are about to come.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I got a visual, I guess, and come to your friend that on TV show.
Uh-huh.
We meet Sam.
Sam.
Fuck.
He was so close. I was just about to compliment him on that's one of the best intros he's done. Usually it's a mess from the jump, but this was pretty good.
I love so much when he forgets what he's saying mid-sentence.
Also, if I'm interpreting this properly, it seems like this guy might be like an actual celebrity chef there.
Okay.
I think that's what he was saying.
Well, what a great gig for him.
Simon.
Oh, it's Mario.
Yeah, what?
We're gonna make sandwiches today, guys.
Dude, a plumber?
Sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Right, should we do it?
Yeah. I don't like him.
Is this like Mr. Magoo, but Australian?
He's giving me weird vibes.
Yeah,
I don't
this
know
dude if... feels like a predator.
Well, he is Australian. I'm not sure if that's what I'm picking up on or if it's something's...
I don't like normal people cooking. This is ruining the formula.
No, and now I've got to Google this guy. We got to find out who we're dealing with here.
Yeah, what's his criminal history?
There's got to be something. Comedian? Simmons has appeared on Conan. I don't care about his fucking... What
Eight
does
out
he
of
do?
Ten Cats is a show?
Australia is not, a bastion of creative people. Regular host? Okay. He does sketch TV. All right, so this is a... Well, you know, that does kind of fit, because Sean Marley does seem like a mad TV sketch.
I mean, it is.
What are you doing first? Did you want a curried egg? Curried egg.
Yes.
So it's curry in a sandwich.
Curry egg?
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay, water on the boil.
When they fuck something up, you should go, what happened? Oh, you guys retarded. What are you doing?
Do this?
Oh, you are retarded.
Curried egg sandwiches, guys. Let's do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Oh. Well, I like
curry egg sandwiches. That's horrific.
Watch when he goes for the high five, and it takes him. Each of them takes is about a two Mississippi before they process what he's doing with his hand.
On the stove, yeah. And we'll get the curry stuff ready. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Curry egg sandwiches, guys. Let's do this. Yeah.
They got there. They got there eventually.
Wait a second. Oh. Oh, you've burned the house stand again, have you?
You've burned the water.
Be careful, it's very hot.
Mm. And boiling water is very hot.
Very hot? Let me put my finger in it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Him burning his hand is the last reason we got a YouTube strike, by the way. They didn't think it was appropriate that we laughed at a guy with Down syndrome literally putting his fist in boiling oil.
It takes a very large intellect to understand the humor.
I thought it was humorous.
So let's grab an egg out, and don't put it in the water yet. Put it on the spoon and lower it into the water so you don't burn your fingers in the water. How about that?
That's
clever, huh?
Clever.
Wow, he solved their problem.
He really is a genius.
Perfect.
They'd never been able to figure out how to not burn your fingers putting the eggs in water.
Just grabbing whatever food you want to cook and dunking your whole hand in a pot of water.
That'll be good. Yep. And you do that. Oh, these ones have got feathers on them. That's real eggs. Look, it's got chicken poo on there. Can you see that? No, that's good. That means that they're fresh eggs. If they've got chicken poo, that's good. There you go. Got it?
I don't think he understands that they can't really do humor where you have to think.
Yeah, they can't.
They're really more of a physical humor duo.
They're a slapstick kind of audience.
Yeah, they like the Three Stooges type humor.
10 minutes.
All right, who's in charge of this? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh.
You know what? Let's just put it in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for holding the egg. You did some very good egg holding just then.
Why did he could never recognize what to do with his hands. Like, he went for a handshake in the middle there.
I assume that's part of the cognitive thing, is they're not particularly picking up on signals.
Very good egg holding just then.
Very
good job.
All right. Be careful in the hot area.
It is a hot area.
For all the times we have watched them, we've actually not seen, like, a true disaster strike.
It's never really catastrophic. It's just enough to be funny.
I think the worst we saw is when they were stuffing that chicken and he slapped it and got, like, lemon juice in what's-his-name's eye.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It's just mayonnaise. Eggs.
I want to see this dude shooting heroin in the bathroom.
Wait, too cool.
Just face plants into a skillet.
All right, Sammy, time to go back and cook out with those retards.
This is your big break.
We can do it. We can do this. Don't fuck this up, Sammy.
Well, Rich?
No. Your agent's going to drop you. You fuck this up.
What? What's the matter? What? What?
What happened to your hair?
No, I just took my hat off. I look like this. It's my hair.
Man, he's killing with them.
Wow. I don't know if I'd feel good or bad about that, like just crushing with that style of audience. Look, I mean, crushing is crushing.
Crushing. I don't know. I might not love it afterwards.
I like it.
You like my hair? Thank you. It's just my
hair.
You
look like a faggot.
You
look fucking gay.
Let's get our bread. Do you know what we have to do here? We've got to butter it, so we need butter knives.
Oh, knives.
So let's get the eggs out. You all right? He's got
it. Oh, who is it?
Oh, scary.
Oh, damn it.
All right, perfect. All right.
Okay, let's crush him with this wig bit.
Well, that is the humor they loved.
He adjusted. Yeah. He tried the smart humor at first, and then
he realized what his audience was.
He found the sweet spot.
The man's a professional. He read the room.
You know, there used to be a time when, like, that was comedy.
That was it. That was the goofiest. Oh, my God, he's in a wig.
People would just, where's that fucking book? People would just get on stage and be like, I know you are, but what am I? What a page to turn to. What is this? Hold on. This is the classics. Bite me. Bring it on. Oh, it's so on. Take a chill pill. Feel special now. All right, let me get a real one out of this thing. I know the book has better. You should show off your elbows more. They're the smoothest part of your body. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't even know what that means. But it sounds mean.
I understand. You fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. Can I borrow your face for a few days? My ass is going on holiday. All right, that's pretty funny. That's a good joke. Now, it does go back to the thing we've talked about with that book before, where it just is kind of mean.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily funny. It's cruel.
It's sadistic.
A little burp then as well. Oh, smelt weird. Do you guys ever do burps that smell weird?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
What an odd question to ask. You guys ever had weird smelling burps?
So I start peeling like that, and then I think I can do this. So if I make a
you're about to make these two try to peel an egg?
All right, maybe he is a comic genius, because that's a pretty solid premise.
They don't have the finger dexterity for that.
All right, you ready? Oh.
What?
I saw a hack where you blow the egg out of the shell. Oh, it kind of worked.
Playing the egg with a harmonica.
I mean, it's not hygienic. I mean, it's not hygienic. Look, that one's worked, but no, I think what you do is this. You ready?
They're never going to be able to figure this technique out.
Wait, do you just try and do that without poking the hole first? So he's just like literally blowing on the egg?
I think he peeled a little of it. But he was not blowing it out. He was holding the shell.
Then, if I do that there and peel it a little bit to there, do you want to try and blow? Really hard?
No.
You do, like, put your mouth on it and blow it through the shell.
Dude, you're going to have to be way more specific than that.
Okay.
Did they dub that noise in, or is that really what a fucking egg sounds like?
Do you want to peel the rest of that one?
Yeah.
All right. And I'll try and do one more.
Well, I think they've given up on this blowing technique.
I did see it on the internet. This lady, like, bashed both ends of the egg and then blew the egg out of the shell. It's a thing I saw.
You know, they're so Australian that I'm not actually sure if that's a thing or if that was a bit.
I don't know either.
Because that seems like some stupid fucking thing Australians would... If you blow into the shell, you can get the egg right in it.
It's the wisdom of the Aboriginals. Is that an okay word? I actually don't know what you're supposed to call them.
I'm not giving it back.
No. I know Abbo's bad.
This is Black History Month. We're taking the words back.
Mayonnaise and eggs.
That's it. That was a weird noise, wasn't it? I've heard that noise before. Let's put some curry powder in.
This looks disgusting.
Then, both of you together,
it wouldn't be my first choice.
And get mashing.
Right.
Ready?
I should be good at this. He has a very murderous technique for this egg smashing. It's very Michael Myers.
Let's not have a Lenny situation here.
You end up doing this to someone's cat.
He's going to kill someone's poor daughter.
Oh, that's very delicate.
The fuck kind of bullshit is this sandwich?
Yeah, this is an egg and lettuce sandwich? What? This is prison slop.
I guess it's supposed to be like egg salad, but with curry powder.
You know what we might need?
What monster came up with this recipe?
This is like a Great Depression era meal.
Yeah, this is poverty food.
We're going to have hot dogs with water. There used to be a YouTube channel with this old lady who would cook depression meals, and it always looked fucking awful.
I mean, yeah, it was depression food. Yeah. It's not going to be good. It was just to survive.
It's like Jell-O and hot dogs. Okay.
Sean, you want to come into this bit?
Yeah.
Can I get you to do exactly what I'm doing now?
Those people were not fat.
Because they couldn't afford enough food.
I know. Maybe we should go back to that. Odd. He's just eating egg salad out of the bowl.
All right, so this one here I'm going to do in a triangle.
He's hungry.
Gee, you're really into it, aren't you?
Look at him.
Oh, man, he loves it.
He's fucking... He's
locked in, dude.
Yeah, that's odd.
He's doing it the whole time.
So this one here, I'm going to do it in a triangle. Gee, you're really into
it. Damn, he's not even holding back. He is going in.
This fella really loves his curried egg, doesn't he?
Well, look, I gotta apologize. This guy clearly knew what he was doing. He picked the right food for his audience.
He must have asked what they like. This is such a specific sandwich.
Yeah, everyone else was like, you know, utilizing an oven and shit, and he just fucking
just curry and curry eggs and lettuce sounds terrible. Damn, he loves that sandwich.
He also loves making that noise. I think someone about 5 episodes ago told him that, like, you really gotta, when you first try the food, you gotta make it seem like you enjoy it. And he just hasn't quite perfected the noise he's supposed to make, because it's always like a guttural moan.
He's watching Guy Fieri trying to take notes.
It's not quite right.
Oh. Oh.
What do you reckon?
No, Sean doesn't fuck with.
Right? I'm with Sean. This sounds gross.
Look, he shakes his head.
What do you reckon?
No.
No?
No.
No. Nah.
He told him he likes it, though. He's very polite.
I want to give this a try.
You like it? Is that a good one? How you going there?
Mm.
Yeah, sure.
That's as cruel as he knows how to be.
Yeah.
But now we're going to do something. This is very sophisticated. This
heroin.
Is a posh sandwich. That's why I've got the wig on.
The
it's
spoon.
A posh sandwich.
Okay, Shawnee.
A cucumber sandwich.
Heroin.
Well, what we do is we go about four slices of bread, please. Four slices of bread.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can they count to four?
Not the crust, though. Nobody likes the crust.
No, the crust.
No, the crust.
No. Guess what the crust is good for? I once was living in a house and we ran out of toilet
with
paper.
Junkies. It's called a crack house.
Guys, that's good. That's enough.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Enough.
Now, cream cheese. Let's rip that over.
Oh, cream cheese.
Yes.
All right, so as best I can tell, one of the key things to feeding people with Down syndrome is just pile in the fat content.
Yeah.
Because all this food, it's eggs with mayonnaise, butter, and cream cheese, which are like three of the most calorically dense things you can put in any food.
They need a high fat diet to sustain their bodies.
Well, I mean, yeah, look at the shape of them.
Yep, that's great.
They have, they're shaped like cream cheese.
Yeah. You are what you eat.
Just a block.
But that's just science. That's a scientific thing, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to chop the cucumber with the really sharp knife?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
And cream cheese.
Oh, he's being guided.
Well, don't take all the risk out of it.
That precision.
I was going to say, maybe learning how to...
The risk is most of the fun.
Is this a fucking cucumber and butter sandwich?
Yeah, who came up with these recipes?
This is some like 1700s England shit.
Is this called herbs? Herbs or herbs? What's going on there?
This is disgusting. Just a whole thing of dill?
It's not, that's not remotely filling.
Hey, look at this. You can also call this garnish. Do you know what garnish is?
It's just fucking 600 calories for nothing.
But if I do that, does the garnish make me look better?
Yeah.
Yes? Should I always wear this garnish?
Yes.
Did you guys know that?
Dude, they're incapable of saying anything other than yes.
They've perfected the art of improv comedy.
Yeah.
It's always yes and.
They live it.
So, here we go.
Yep. He hated that fucking sandwich. He still said he liked it.
God, that's the sandwich?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What?
Is this a thing? I've heard of cucumber sandwiches, but for some reason I didn't picture it being cucumber and margarine.
I mean, I know the Australians are criminals, but
this is it's a crime against
but
the taste
buds. But you
don't
have to eat like prison just because you have the blood of criminals.
That was a lovely burp. Yeah, it smelled like cream cheese and dill.
Yeah.
All right, and a little bit of curried egg at the end. Yes, that is precision. Absolute precision. Perfect. All right. Now, with that one, and then chop. And then another chop.
Oh, what? Chop.
Chop.
The genuine concern on everyone else's face when he's using the knife is what does it for him.
Well, they don't want to be the person who has this go terribly wrong.
Chops off a part of his finger.
You know, we're 20 episodes into this or whatever, and it hasn't gone awry yet. At least not in a serious way.
And that's perfect. Perfect. All right, guys, let's grab one each. Ready? Let's grab one. So, yeah, you grab the middle one. I'll grab that one.
Ugh.
Absolutely
sophistication.
Gross. Just.
You ready?
What the fuck is that? It's just. It looks like someone stepped on the sandwich.
To the good life. Gentlemen.
The good
gentlemen.
Life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sophisticated. Mmm.
Let's see how Sean likes this sandwich.
Yeah, he's got the most particular palate.
I have to admit,
I don't think he likes this either. I don't know what he likes because he also didn't like sparkling water.
He's a boarding. Well, I don't like sparkling water.
And that's the other video that got us a strike. Now I think about it, maybe we shouldn't be watching.
Oh my goodness. Can you see all these sandwiches tonight? How many sandwiches can one man eat?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, that's parts of sandwiches.
All right, those sandwiches look way better than the ones you guys made. What's going on?
We got swapped.
Yeah. And guess what? There's just one more thing.
Oh.
What?
Far be it for me to touch
today
that dial.
We made some sandwiches for Sean and Mike.
Not happening, man. I'm not listening to your shitty song.
He does funny songs.
Yeah, that's what he thinks they are.
That's pretty gross.
Damn, they got the plaque.
They're balling, dude.
Oh, hold on. There's a behind the scenes.
They're balling out of control.
No living being should ever eat processed food single meal of their life.
Your dog doesn't care.
Where has this? I really gotta credit the Madison Avenue elites for coming up with new problems to introduce to rich people, because never before was there an issue about like your dog's not eating organic.
Yeah,
and suddenly I've seen there's like 5 different companies that sell you high quality food for your dog.
Ugh.
Which, for shame, if you're doing that, knock it off.
Yeah, your dog doesn't fucking care.
It's a dog. If you really want to do something, just buy it fucking normal meat and feed it.
Yeah, give it people food.
Yeah, just give it sausage.
You want to feed it good. Don't feed it organic slop.
This is a little kid drinking a glass of water. Okay, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Wow, he's crushing.
Is this like being waterboarded?
No, that was little kid drinking water.
What an art piece.
Wow.
Okay, so this is going to be a classic Australian sandwich. It's probably the most classic of the Australian sandwiches. And to do it, I'm going to be doing it with kangaroo paws, okay? So these are my kangaroo paws for hands. These are real kangaroo paws.
How many, get a look. How many bits did he try that they cut?
Real, yeah, this guy came prepared.
And none of this made the cut.
So first of all, I'm going to take the lid off the veggie line.
Oh, they've got...
Do you think they eventually pulled him to the side and were like, hey, this kind of fucking sucks. Could you, like, be good?
You're stealing the spotlight.
Yeah,
from...
you're really being shit out there, okay? We need you to turn it around.
Hang on, I'll get the bread. All right, we'll bring the bread over here. Pop it there, and we're going to make ourselves Vegemite sandwiches. Let's go.
So they made additional sandwiches, too, that just got cut out of the final product.
I think I'm going to need some help. So you guys are going to have to open up the bread, please, get them out, and we'll get into it. You guys ready?
Fantastic. I love that he opens the loaf of bread by tearing the plastic from the center.
Then we'll make some space on the bench. There you go.
I just want to see one of them try Vegemite.
And then I want to, all right, this butt of the bread.
Vegemite's horrific.
It is. It's fucking awful.
Absolutely perfect. That is a great level of butter.
I don't think they've made one good contribution to the culinary world.
No, they're not really here to push the envelope.
Maybe they've got like a candy or something.
Grab the Vegemite for you. So Vegemite over here.
But Vegemite is not it.
Put the Vegemite there, and then we just take the lid off.
I'm also not really convinced that anyone actually enjoys it. I think it's just one of those things you have to pretend to enjoy if you're Australian.
Okay, so I'm so sorry.
Don't do it.
I just assume it's the blood of the criminals.
Yeah, that's the sound we want to hear. It's nearly... Yes! There we are. Okay.
Don't smell it, for the love of God.
Yeah, it looks like fucking hash resin.
Kind of tastes like it, too.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Appetizing.
Yum.
Just fold the tie over. Let's go. Do you want me to do it?
Oh, yeah.
No? How are you doing?
These are sanitary, so it's fine. Here we go.
Look at that sandwich.
Yeah. Perfect.
Let's do it.
Grab one each, and we'll
all
sample.
This is the moment I've been waiting for.
All right, I'm going to grab that big
guy. Cough.
You don't want me?
No, yeah.
What? You ready?
Oh, he turned it down. Wow.
That's how bad it smells.
That's how bad Vegemite is. Even the retarded guy won't eat it.
Like even he knows, no.
You don't like it?
No.
Guess what? That's okay.
Because some people like Vegemite, some people don't.
We'll do it together. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Oh, God. talked into doing something he knows he doesn't like.
See, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Dan, Marley will eat anything. Okay, now let's say the N word.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, mom's spaghetti.
N word.
Yeah. Yeah. Who ate the Paris?
All right, okay. Four slices of bread. Let's go.
N word.
Yep.
Bull.
All right, he was fucking with him because SpaghettiOs on white bread is not a sandwich.
Yeah, this dude was just having a laugh.
This is like literal junky food. No one should be subjected to this.
Let's go. That's perfect. That's
that said, I have eaten a spaghetti sandwich before.
Okay, now it's time to crack open the
can. He also really enjoys buttering up these sandwiches.
Sharp that bit.
Well, you got to have plenty of butter.
Oh, holy shit.
Wow. You know what? I'm always scared when I do that.
I want people to cheer for me when I open cans.
I know, right? They make the most mundane things seem heroic.
All right, I'll get rid of this.
I guess in a way they are.
You never lick that thing. You never lick it.
Don't lick it.
No matter how much you think it's going to be delicious, it's too dangerous because it's sharp. All right? You don't lick it.
Don't lick it shirt.
I kind of want to buy a don't lick it shirt. Ooh. Oh. I think I'm
gonna lie. Dear God.
It's not even warmed up. It's just cold spaghetti.
Cold canned spaghetti.
All right, perfect. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, this is what drug addicts eat.
Now
this
let's
is.
Spread it out a little bit. Like,
I can see why this was cut.
You need to be nodding off while making this sandwich.
The only reason I can see to eat something like this is if it is the only food in your house.
Like if you've run out of plates, but you have bread.
Because I've made similar food in my time when there's nothing else available. I tried to eat chicken I left in the oven for like 15 hours once because I was reheating Popeyes and I blacked out on Xanax and I woke up the next day. It was like literally just charcoal briquettes. It was just completely black, but I had no other food. So yeah, I tried to eat it. It was disgusting.
Dad.
I did it, Daddy.
Damn, he was a hungry.
He's eating out of the can again.
He was a hungry boy this episode.
Damn.
It's like having a dog in the kitchen. It
just constantly keeps eating the food.
It's so weird to me that he has no issue with any food, and then Sean has such a picky palate.
Well, he's the intellectual of the two.
Oh,
people eat out of tins.
Amazing. All right. Everyone, let's grab a square.
Hang on.
To Mum's Spaghetti.
Mum's Spaghetti.
Mum's Spaghetti.
Mum's Spaghetti.
Let's grab a square.
Hang on.
To Mum's Spaghetti.
Mum's Spaghetti.
I fucking love him.
Mum's Spaghetti. Old Mum's Spaghetti.
It really is the best one. The butter, the cold tin.
No, it looks like Sean simple, has finally found delicious. A winner.
You like that one?
Spaghetti and butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is like worse than prison food.
Isn't there like a regional sandwich? I feel like maybe I'm hallucinating. It's spaghetti and sugar sandwiches. Isn't that a fucking thing?
That's horrific.
Let me see. We got to do some research.
It shouldn't
here.
Be a thing if it is.
This would be a very bizarre thing for my mind to make up if it's not real. Oh, that's what Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier eats, spaghetti and sugar. That's who it is. So I guess it's probably
right,
not
well,
a thing.
He's probably autistic.
That is the food of an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know who puts sugar on spaghetti.
Someone with autism.
Like excessive.
This one's a tuck shop special. It's a tuck shop treat and a food court bloody bonanza here. We're going to make a classic.
You ever had a Bloody
salad.
Mary?
What is this ramen and tomato?
Maybe.
Like this what? Is my favorite one. And guess what my name is in this? My
I learned how to
Kay,
cook when I was in
I
the clink.
Fish and chip shop.
I was the chef in my local prison.
Weird.
Kept me from getting
weird.
Raped, it yeah. did.
Guys.
The blacks left
guys,
you alone if you made them extra
more.
Food.
Guess who this is? Yeah. Hi, my name's Kay, and I'm from the Tuck Shop. Let's get making salad sandwiches.
Is he saying tuck shop?
I don't
like, is he tucking
so
his
it's
dick?
It's not Sam anymore. It's Kay.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard of transsexuals, Marley?
Okay, ready? Hi, guys, it's Kay from the fish and chip shop. Sometimes I make salad sandwiches. Do you want to make salad
sandwich?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's a little bit sweaty. Hang on.
Why is his character now gay?
Let's go again.
So this whole thing, he just showed up and he took normal food and he's like, we're going to put bread on either side of it.
Pretty much.
Spaghetti sandwich, salad sandwich.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to put a sandwich in a sandwich.
The British do have a bread sandwich. Where it's like a piece of heavily buttered bread in between two other pieces of bread.
Well, that's just depressing.
Oh, damn.
Oh, bloody hell, I've cut my finger.
You didn't let them do the cutting.
Don't. Stop laughing. You're making me feel weird. All right, you ready?
Stab him.
Hi. Hi. Oh, no, 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 no. Watch those knuckles.
Ooh. Oh, he had plenty of runway.
Yeah, he was this guy's.
Yeah, don't be paranoid, Chief. They know what they're doing.
This guy's too cautious. Yeah, they've got a 500,000 subscriber cooking channel.
It's always good to make
they're national celebrities, okay? Who the fuck are you?
And it's gone to their head.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about the other videos is when they're like, hello, we're famous.
So next thing we're going to do is an avocado. Can I teach you guys a really good trick with this? Very gently.
Bribe the Mexicans and they'll give you fresher ones.
They smuggle these across the border with methamphetamine where the pit used to be. That did happen a while back.
What's inside?
They are creative.
An action figurine. Oh no!
A whole shipment of Haas avocados with like fentanyl pills in it.
Classic Australian.
Look, they're trying to be efficient.
Beetroot.
It's a waste of avocados.
Beetroot. All right, who's opening the can? Get in there.
What is that thing?
Is it working?
Beetroots.
Ew.
Yep.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Imagine if we opened it up, this what was inside.
Does sandwich meat not exist in Australia?
No, they only have obscure vegetables.
So let's. Are you really there? You really there? There it is. There it is. Okay.
Well, if Shawnee didn't like Vegemite, he's certainly not going to like raw beets.
You don't think he's going to like a butter beetroot lettuce sandwich?
Sure.
What?
What are you doing in there, guys?
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing? What's that? You're drowning in beetroot.
We've entered a fever dream.
Oh, no. What? All right, let's go.
Okay,
so.
Look at that blood.
It does look like blood.
What an ominous thing to say, Marley.
No, I think he quickly brushed that aside to continue on.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
You can't not having a salad sandwich from the food court. It's
sprouts.
Oh, it's sprouts, not ramen.
Sometimes, if I don't have a wig, I like to put on just a little sprinkling of alfalfa, just a little bit. Like that.
So, man, this guy bombed. This dude came and did an hour, and he got 12 minutes out of it.
They're gonna love my sprout hairpin. Been working on this.
That
for
is
years.
A tougher curl than I thought. Oh, this is going to be easy. They didn't laugh at anything.
I'll come to your job and slap the dicks out of your mouth.
No, on the you know, wherever you want. You do it wherever you want. If I'm being...
well, at least this vaguely counts as a sandwich, I guess.
That's upsetting me because you see how that's on that...
Okay, I think we're done here. Watch 20 minutes of sandwich making. Let's, from one YouTube celebrity to another...
Those sandwiches were horrific.
Yeah, that... I don't know what they were thinking. That's the worst thing you could have done. Now, another worst thing you could do, and I think after reading this, we really are going to have to step up our live stream game.
Yeah,
this guy
ruled.
Decapitated his father.
Yeah, boy, did he. Held his bag up, his head up in a bag.
Yeah, Justin Mon, I guess, decapitates his father, 68, and brandishes his severed head during gruesome 14-minute-long anti-Biden YouTube rant.
Yeah, it's pretty top-tier crazy.
Yeah, he did also declare he was the Messiah and said he was the president now or something.
I like that he sued the federal government for his student loans because he's an overeducated white male.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
A self-proclaimed Messiah decapitated his 68-year-old father and then held up the victim's head in a politically charged YouTube video blasting the federal government and the Biden administration.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's, I guess we'll keep reading, but I'm not sure what you hope to accomplish by... decapitating your father.
He was sending a message, dude.
I guess so. Justin Mon.
He's letting the feds know that he was coming.
Justin Mon, 32, is in custody in Pennsylvania after his father, Michael, was found by his wife beheaded Oh boy, she's never getting over that one.
No, that's a rough day.
That is a scarring memory.
Honey, where'd your head go?
It's in a fucking cooking pot.
I keep telling you to stop losing your head.
Inside the home that the she found him inside the home that the trio shared in a quiet Philly suburb of Levittown. He's a Philly boy. The alleged killer's mother called police to report that she discovered her husband's body inside the bathroom and he had no head, according to court documents. Jesus. Police then recovered a large kitchen knife and a machete from the bathtub.
I mean, at least he did it in the bathtub. You don't want to make a mess.
After finding the man's severed head inside a plastic bag, which was placed in a cooking pot in the... Well, this is bizarre, because this is not the first case where a man's severed head has been placed in a cooking pot recently. There was another, yeah. There was another, like, weird... Fuck, I can't remember his name. He's like an incel-type dude. And he was going to try and become, like, the best serial killer of all time. He got caught after only one.
Bummer.
But the reason he got caught is he was chopping up the corpse in his house, and he put the head in a cooking pot, and his mother found it.
Maybe they had a sale on cooking pots.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, the real lesson here is don't place your severed heads in a cooking pot because your mother will find
them. She might cook with it.
Mon said... Many saw him as the Messiah and wanted him as president.
Quite frankly, many people are saying that I'm God. Everybody knows that the corrupt Democrats, they know that I'm Christ.
Just holding a head, holding Kamala Harris.
I'm the head of Joe Biden right here. We got to set off in the bathtub, put it in a bag.
That would be pretty fucking metal if the presidential
candidate... I'm president now. Joe Biden's dead.
He just wins by a show of force. Right. Mon said many saw him as the Messiah and wanted him as president while urging relatives living with federal employees to murder them. Oh, so I guess that's probably why he killed his father.
Yeah, he was a Fed.
Damn. He blamed the federal government for woke mobs and migrants he claims are destroying the United States.
Hell yeah,
and ranted against globalists and communists.
Hell yeah, dude. This is literally just like... What if Matt Walsh was a murderous psychopath?
He got fully... This is why it's important to be more measured in your tone when you speak on political topics. Because a lot of people can tell when you're, you know, you're being hyperbolic for effect. But ever so often, there's a Mr. Mon.
There's one of these fellas.
He's going to grab his machete and cut off his father's head to stop to stop the woke mobs.
Should we listen to his video?
Of course we should. I didn't think they... Oh, I think it's only 15 seconds. I mean, he did have, you know, a fucking...
It says watch the full video.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Wait, are we about to watch a severed head?
Well, they probably should have cut the severed head part out.
Let's...
We'll watch it off screen.
He is now in hell for eternity as a traitor to his country. It is said that those who commit treason and betray others occupy the lowest pits of hell for all time.
That's...
Well, that's not the full...
That was it? And then just goes to a video about Louis Farrakhan.
That's not the full video.
Ranting about
Jews. We were lied to.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, it did get taken down relatively quickly.
Well, but that was for the head part, not so much the video.
Look, maybe the man was speaking too much truth. They couldn't allow a truth warrior to get his message out.
Maybe he is the Messiah.
He could be.
How are we to know?
Well, you know, if I had to pick someone to behead... He has a weak neck.
Yeah, he's got a skinny neck.
Yeah, that's not bad. Look, it's just begging to be. It's practically got a dotted line across the middle.
He might as well have asked for it.
Yeah. the appalling, well, I misread that word. I thought it said appealing. The appalling 14-minute clip, which remained on YouTube for 6 hours. We get a strike for laughing at a guy Down syndrome cooking. This motherfucker beheaded his father. And
it was
left
online
up.
For 6 hours. Probably monetized.
After it was posted at 5:30 p.m., before being taken down, Mon holds up his father's head in a bloodied plastic bag, having declared, "Violence is the only solution to the federal government's treason."
Hell yeah, dude.
He says, "This is the head of Mike Mon, a federal employee of over 20 years, and my father. He is now in hell for eternity as a traitor to his country."
Damn, that is pretty metal.
It's a pretty dumb move to kill the guy who's providing you food and shelter, right?
Yeah, but it was time for the revolution.
I guess. I don't know what he thought the next step from here was, but...
What do you mean he was going to overthrow the federal government and become president?
It says Daily Mail was unable to confirm whether he was actually a federal employee. And PussyDailyMail.com has chosen to obscure the disturbing images from the clip. Officially, police have called Michael Mohn's death as suspicious. What, they think his head just fell off? Or tight?
Something's going on here, right?
Yeah, it just fell off, and then his dismembered body picked it up and put it in a bag.
You see, Chief, this one fella's head fell into a bag, apparently.
Left Town Now said Mohn was arrested after 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday in Ford, Indiana, around 2 hours from his last known residence, driving his father's car. Yeah, this guy's just not grateful. His father provided him all this shit, and then he fucking killed him. I mean, I guess he was crazy.
Well, his father was a fed.
Police first located his car and then arrested the suspect. They confirmed the victim had been beheaded and that the YouTube video was part of the same investigation.
Wow, they put two and two together, huh?
Excellent police work. Hey, I think that guy who's missing his head, it probably has to do with that video with the guy who's got his head.
Yeah, we have evidence now that he's got a head. That might be his.
Police were... Man, I wonder how the lawyer is even going to, like, attempt to protect this. Police were first called to the house after 7 p.m. and found a headless body in the bathroom. I hope it kind of describes how he did it, because, like...
With a knife.
Well, he had I'm guessing the beheading was post-mortem, because you're not going to just get a victim to, like, lay down and present their
Fair
their
point.
Head.
I assume he stabbed him somewhere.
We got called to the home, and officers went in, discovered the father upstairs deceased. We're getting contacted by some people in the community that know us and know him and his family, and we're hearing a lot. Obviously, he's well-known in the community just by the calls we're getting.
Oh, they all saw this coming.
Like, he warned the family about the video. I know he has siblings. We told the victim's wife to notify them before they see the video or the video is sent to them.
Well, I mean, it is a snuff film.
What kind of monster is sending the video to his family? What a
LOL.
It's just your brother's head in a bag. He's listed as living with his father and his mother, his brother Zachary, and his sister Stephanie. His father is believed to have owned two businesses, a cleaning company and a literacy initiative, neither of which... Oh, so he wasn't even a fucking fed.
He's a pseudo-fed.
Well, this guy... Pseudo-fed. This guy had a terrible plan in that case.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was cuckoo.
What CD is he holding up?
The History of Humanity.
But it's his own CD.
He wrote a lot of books.
I kind of want to read them.
He wrote, like, 6 books. One was, like, a book of poetry. Look at him.
He's got a weird dude. He's got a weird dude look.
Man, he had a whole 115 subs on YouTube.
Crushing it. There were now only 4 videos on the channel, which featured him singing out of tune. Where's the channel? Is the channel still up?
Probably not.
Yeah, they usually get rid of these things.
Well, they probably nuked his channel.
If there's a link, we will we'll follow it. There was a globalist and communist plot against the United States before ranting about the federal government and holding up his dead
I'm with him on taxes, though.
In a silver bucket. His rant continued addressing U.S. postal workers, journalists, federal debt, and the Federal Reserve, the border crisis, Antifa, and the woke agenda.
I had to cut off my dad's head because they made the Disney movies gay.
Snow White is gay, yeah. So I killed my father.
I cut his head off.
He said the traitorous Biden regime wanted to send America's military overseas to fight for Ukraine and die in a Russian winter.
Hell yeah, dude.
He ran against tax-evading big tech companies.
Fuck them.
Network of evil that was plaguing America. Claimed to have worked as a contractor for Microsoft. Something tells me that's not true. And saw how the company was evading billions of dollars in taxes. He whistleblew to the IRS but didn't get anything. So this guy was
so he was based is what you're saying.
Yeah, he didn't seem terribly competent at actually accomplishing what it was that he wanted to, though.
You mean this man doesn't strike you as the Messiah?
The second Messiah. So he does acknowledge there's one before him, but...
King of the Earth.
Let me just search really quick, see if we can find his YouTube channel. I'm always interested in seeing what these guys got up to. It's very interesting to me to watch, like, what a killer was
doing. I'm going to be so mad if they haven't nuked his YouTube channel.
I like this guy. I am not that Justin Mohn. That is not
Bummer,
me.
Bummer, bro.
Oh, man.
No, they have to have nuked it. There's no way.
They need to, they got to start preserving these things for posterity's sake. We can't
wish. I mean, luckily he didn't kill himself.
He's going to wish he did.
Well, for us, though, because, I mean, we'll get a much more thorough explanation.
I'm assuming, I mean, all indicators on that story is that he went legitimately insane. Like, this seems to be probably...
Well, anytime you think you're Jesus,
That is crazy guy move number one.
Yeah,
that
is like, that's the top of the list.
That's
of like,
the biggest hit.
Wait, am I Jesus?
And the president.
Yeah.
That's fun. I bet that's got to feel really, like, I know you're crazy, but if you really think you're Jesus...
It's got to feel good.
That's got to be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, to be the literal savior.
Let's watch whatever the fuck this is.
Oh, yeah, dude. ...of what she says is the first and only diaper spa in the...
Excuse me?
You heard him.
What's... Well, let me turn this up and run it back. What the fuck's a diaper spa?
Oh, you'll find out.
...owner of what she says is the first and only diaper spa in the country invited me in for a look to try to dispel some of the fears and misconceptions.
Why? All these people, they always try to claim, like, they're misunderstood.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're not misunderstood, you're a fucking freak, and we're all responding appropriately.
Yeah, it really, it's a weird shift that happened where it went from just like, no, you're weird, dude. You don't have to, like, stop trying to make yourself normal. The whole point of what you do...
You should be ashamed of this.
It's weird, bro.
It's fucking strange.
Like, if you would be like, okay, I'm weird, that's fine. All right, that's honorable. To be like, no, this is normal, okay? I wear diapers.
I also like the little smirk the reporter's got on his face. He knows this is a hit.
He was going out to cover this like this. Yeah. I'm going viral.
Play-Doh, kinetic sand... crayons.
They should lock you in here.
So they're babies. They dress in a diaper and then they play with coloring books.
No, there has to be some sex stuff going on.
Well, of course.
It's for processing. It's for working out issues.
Colleen Murphy shows me that...
No, this is the issue.
You work out your issues by going to a therapist or maybe exercising or something.
Go to ayahuasca in a Peruvian jungle.
Yeah, don't shit your britches. Use a coloring book.
She hopes to dispense therapy that involves clients wearing adult diapers to deal with stress or trauma.
All right, unless the therapy is a humiliation ritual.
But in what possible way could wearing a diaper... help you in, like, there's no context that isn't just sexual pleasure.
Yeah,
that...
unless you're trying to get over being, like, molested as a toddler.
This is my changing area. So it has diapers and baby powder and wet wipes.
Yeah, I mean, props to this lady for monetizing lunatics.
The Diaper Spa website offers nursery spa care for $300 an hour.
What?
Virtual play dates for $200 and a diaper B&B for $1,500 a day.
Damn, dude. As a All right, this lady's brilliant.
Well, the cleaning deposit on a place where the main benefit is people being able to shit their pants is probably got to be pretty heavy. But
this lady's crushing.
$1,500 a day is good money.
For the little one inside of you.
It helps them process whatever trauma it was.
Process what?
The need to get the cum out of their penis.
And they want to feel that safety that they had before that.
Playtime, story time, nap time, cuddle time. Mm-hmm.
Wanting to regress to a toddler is in, by no definition, healthy.
Do you think he's going to ask her if she's wearing a diaper right now? Because that's the only question I have.
They think for an adult in a diaper, they... I guess you talk about the judgment. They find it strange.
They do. And, I don't ask them to understand. You know, it would be nice if they did, but you're not going to all understand other people's needs and lifestyle.
Look, I don't have to understand it to know it's fucking weird.
This is not a case of us just not understanding what it is that they're doing.
It's in the DNA, like, oh, ew, icky.
And an online petition has been started to block the diaper spa from operating here.
Yeah, thank God.
There's a lot of kids that live around here.
Yeah, not in my city.
Yeah, keep all these weird fucking freaks away from the children.
I'm a NIMBY, not in my backyard, brother.
We're going to do that.
You do what you want in your home, but it business.
thank God we still have places where people know that these are freaks.
There is still sanity.
It's not right for the community.
It's just not right.
Live and let live.
It just wouldn't bother me. I mean...
Well, because she's probably a diaper age. She thinks it's not sexual.
It still wouldn't bother me.
Murphy says her clients are all over 21, and she insists the diaper wearing isn't about recreation or sexual fetishes.
Then why do they have to be over 21?
Yeah.
That people learn to be more accepting.
It makes it worse if there's no sex stuff involved. Then it's just even creepier.
there is a approximately a 0% chance there is no sex stuff involved.
Yeah.
They always say that, but then if you just look, you know, slightly beneath the surface, it always ends up there. Shane Gillis' partner's Bud Light, but he, you see, he's hosting SNL.
It's all come full circle now.
It really has.
But I hope he roasts him like Norm.
I want to talk about this lady. Northridge woman jailed for cocaine-fueled sex with a dog.
Wow, look at her. She's beautiful.
I'm not entirely sure that is a woman.
How dare you? Look at her bob haircut. That's a woman.
Is there a better picture in this?
Look at her. She's beautiful.
It's a very feminine beard she has.
She's so hot.
Holy shit.
The picture of beauty. Statues of this woman have been made.
That's a disturbing image. A woman, I like the woman is all capitalized as if they're going to convince us.
It'd be funnier if they put it in quotes.
A woman has been jailed after she admitted having cocaine-fueled sex with the dog and possessing images of the disgusting incident.
Well, who hasn't, you know, gotten coked out and fucked a dog?
Claire Goodyear of Spencer Street in Northridge was described as manipulative and deceitful by a probation officer.
To the dogs?
She was also described as that by a schnauzer. Judge Stephen Everett called her behavior and taking part in the act with other adults as despicable, disgusting, and depraved as he jailed her for 20 months. That seems too harsh, unless she's going to have done something much worse. I don't know if fucking a dog is worth 2 years in prison.
I think you probably just need 2 years to try and fix yourself.
Oh, no, this explains it. A 60-year-old has been twice convicted of possessing indecent images of children back in 2006 and 2000. Then why is this person on the street?
Yeah, all right. Now this is just a fault of the police department.
I think getting caught with child porn twice should probably be enough to put you away.
Yeah, you got to understand that this person is broken.
Yeah, one time, maybe there's a possibility it was some sort of misunderstanding or accident, but yeah,
two times.
Yeah, fool me once. With the judge admitting she had been astonishingly lucky to avoid previous spells behind bars after receiving suspended sentences. So she never even went to jail for that. What's going on in Germany?
Man, the system doesn't work.
I guess this isn't Germany. I'm just reading the picture. Paulinus Barnes, prosecuting at Chester Crown Court on Wednesday, December 22nd, said the police had called her to the home on July 19th, 2019 to carry out a routine check due to her being on the sex offenders registry for life. What a catch. Wow. I'm just coming around to make sure you're not doing, oh my God, you're having sex with the dog.
Oh boy.
Officers took a laptop, which contained evidence Goodyear had searched the internet for bestiality content.
Wow.
And when a full analysis of the equipment was finally completed some 2 years later, it emerged hidden folders contained 31 indecent images of Goodyear taking part in a sex act with an Alsatian breed of dog.
Well, look, this lady found a hole in the market and she filled it.
I think Alsatian is, I think that's a German shepherd.
I'm not going to be mad that she figured out that there was a need and supplied it.
Okay, so she had... That wouldn't be my number one choice if I had to have sex with a dog.
Good thoroughbred, though.
I'd want to pick a dog that doesn't have significant bite strength, though. That'd be my main concern.
That might be what do it for her.
Mr. Barnes said she admitted possession of the images. She said she had fantasized about it for a number of years. And after talking about it with people in Northridge, was put in touch with others in Bournemouth.
I hate that these people find each other.
I know. Well, I guess it's like looking for, you know, a new weed dealer when you move. Except,
hey, what do you think of German shepherds? Be honest. Hot or not?
Yeah, I don't even know where you go to find
that
crowd.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill. German shepherd, labradoodle, Labrador.
She traveled down there in December 2018, took part in the sex act with other people. And the dog.
Ew.
It was an orgy with a dog. At the time of her arrest on June 17th this year, police also found another pen drive in her handbag containing the same images and 3.5 grams of cocaine.
Nice.
You just forget it was there. When she committed the sex act between 15th and 16th December 2018, Goodyear had also been in breach of a suspended sentence order, which had been imposed. Right. I don't care about the specific details here. Get to the dog sex. Simon Mills, defending, said his client has always been frank and honest with the probation service, and although accepting the behavior had been depraved and disgusting, called on the judge to consider another suspended sentence. I think it's time for this person to go to jail for a bit.
I think we can just put him down.
Yeah, I think the suspended sentences are not doing what you hoped they would. The picture now is one of sporadic offending. This is not a case where the offending is getting more and more serious. She will do everything asked of her by the court, except for not have sex with dogs, I guess.
Well, let's not go too far.
And there are tentative signs of improvement in her attitude and approach. Goodyear had also failed to comply with the terms of the sexual harm prevention order in November. Okay, yeah, what are we doing, everyone?
Yeah.
What?
This is just silly.
I understand giving drug offenders a second chance, or, you know, maybe a guy who doesn't have a driver's license driving to work. But I think when everyone's talking about being more lenient on criminals, we're not talking about the guys molesting children.
Yeah, not these ones.
Yeah, no, we're talking about a guy who gets caught with 5 grams of weed, not a guy who gets caught balls deep in a German Shepherd.
Yeah, that one, I think we could be harsh with them.
It would be nice. I wonder, those people have to lie when they get to prison about
what they're in for.
Yeah, that kid, that doesn't seem like
I would lie about it.
Is there any of these stories you want to get to?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let's go with Hitman outsourced a murder to Hitman who hired Hitman who hired Hitman who hired Hitman.
Damn, they all just kept pushing it down the line.
It's kind of a good move, like, because then you get all the money of the primary hitman, but you don't have to do the hit man.
No, so you just find someone who will do it at a cheaper rate.
Right. They're just outsourcing, which is what, typically people go to the Chinese for that. So Chinese official charged 6 men, including 5 hitmen, with intentional homicide last Thursday after all individuals attempted to subcontract the killing to another hitman.
Wow.
All 5 hitmen were sentenced to between 2 to 4 years in prison in a court in the Guangzhou region, while the developer who requested the hit was sentenced to 5 years. The intricate would-be job was first contracted by real estate developer Tam Yuhui in October 2013, who, according to CNN, wanted to kill a rival developer who sued his company over a dispute over a development. They paid the guy $282,000?
Damn.
Xi took that money and used half to hire another hitman.
You pay a 280, I could do that for half.
280 grand?
I have a guy who will do it for 120.
We talked to the gang members in this city because they are significantly undervaluing their skill set.
Yeah, they're killing people for nothing.
For a Louis belt.
Yeah.
In April 2014, Xi asked Han for another $141,000, which would be paid after the job, the court said in a release. Around the same time, Mo subcontracted another hitman, Yang Kang Shang, that's better, paying him around $38,000 upfront and promising around $71,000 when the murder was completed. The court added that Mo gave Yang a phone with the rival developer's photo, a note with his license plate number, and a printed photo of it. It's really like the Hitman video game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wonder how many like legitimate non-governmental hitmen actually exist.
I feel like it's kind of a lost art.
I don't really think you can do it anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure there's plenty of murderers for hire.
Yeah, but they're...
But a genuine hitman...
Anyone can be a murderer, but being a hitman is like, that's that extra level of prestige. It's like the difference between being a line cook and a chef.
Yeah, they're professionals.
You're doing similar jobs, but yes, there's a different aura around it.
You know, they've put in their 10,000 hours.
So these motherfuckers... So the first guy took the hit for 280 grand. By the time we get to the fifth guy, he's down to $14,000.
Man, he must feel foolish. Yeah. Wait, the original guy got paid how much?
Lang, a developer, ended up faking the murder, staging an image of the developer with his hands tied, which then circulated through the chain of hitmen back to Tam, the businessman who hired the first hitman. The developer, however, reported his would-be murder to police. The court, in a post shared on social media platform WeChat per The Guardian, said that the defendants deliberately deprived others of their lives and their actions constitute the crime of intentional homicide. Well, there you have it, everyone.
Well, the real crime is they were all cheap.
Yeah, well, I think the real lesson to be learned here is if you want someone dead, do it yourself. Never trust someone else.
It's
going to
be
killing.
Cheaper, and you're going to know it's done. You're going to get that satisfaction.
280. It doesn't.
They must have really wanted that dude dead.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to pay to kill a guy.
I really hate someone to spend six figures.
Because when you're spending that amount of money, there's a very good chance if you directed that money towards the problem via another like avenue, you could still fix the problem without, you know, killing a man.
Yeah, you could.
But I guess where's the fun in that?
I'd rather have someone dead.
It does add an extra layer of intrigue and mystique.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to get you a killed. I want him a dead.
Well, they don't have guns in China, right? So they...
Only hitmen.
Yeah. I wonder what the plan was. All right. Anyways. Patreon.com/HiddenPlainSightPod. We've got guys who marry their sex dolls coming out this week.
God,
that was
horrific. Horrific.
2006 era scene Indian guy. He's a very unique individual.
Yeah.
At Hidden Plainside Radio on Instagram. You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday. Hoodoo.
Mob out.